So the year was 2009. It was my senior year of college, and it was Halloween night. I was dressed like a red Teletubby, which I thought would be amusing. And just like any other senior, I thought I was on top of the world. I went to a house party. I went to Muhlenberg College, small school up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Everything's house parties. There's two bars in the entire town. And while I'm there, we decide to leave. And while I'm walking home, I decide to take a pee, which is not a great idea because at the time I was in the middle of the street and I figured, you know what, I'm going to walk into the back alley and I'm just going to go where nobody's going to see me. As I'm midstream, a police car pulls up behind me. Sirens go off. I freak out a little bit and I just start walking away, thinking that I'm completely fine and that nothing's going to go wrong. Cop stops me, asks me to come over, asks me what I'm doing. I look at him and say, I'll be honest with you, I was using the bathroom. I'm dressed like a red Teletubby, and I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty drunk at this point. I said, but I'm 21, so it's completely fine. And so he turns to me, he goes, I need you to put your hands on the cop car, pats me down, and eventually handcuffs me. So at this point, I'm panicking. I've never been arrested before in my life. I can only imagine the headshot of myself in a red Teletubby costume. And so I look at him, and so what happens is I lived in a house about two blocks off campus that was a semi-detached. So it was two houses together, shared a wall, and then there was an alley that would go in between the houses. So I happen to come to some kind of mind, and I look at the cop, and I go, does it make any difference that I'm actually peeing on my own property? And so he's like, well, I don't believe you. So I said, oh, no, it's fine. Like, let me take you to the house, and I'll show you around the house, and I promise you everything's okay. So in handcuffs, he walks me two houses down, a house up, and two more houses down as about 150 college students are now walking on their way towards the one bar in Allentown. And I'm panicking still because I'm still dressed in a red Teletubby costume and I'm really drunk. And so we come in. I have him take the key out of my pocket. He opens the door. We walk into the house and he goes, so where's your lease? I'm like, come on, like, my parents pay my rent. It's in Baltimore. I said, we can go up into my room. There's some pictures of me. There's a Baltimore flag, everything. And so he leans into me, and he gets real close to my ear, and he unhandcuffs me, and he goes, happy Halloween. I'm fucking with you. So the reason this is about neighborhoods is because I also learned that you need to be aware of the neighborhood that you live in. My senior year of college, I worked in a preschool for kids with behavioral and developmental delays. I'm a therapist now, so for those of you who want to come see me. And I was working as I'd applied for a mental health position working with preschoolers my senior year of college. Little did I know, where I peed was two blocks from an elementary school. In Pennsylvania, peeing in public two blocks from an elementary school is a sex offense. I had just applied for the job about 12 hours before I got arrested, and I would have been a registered sex offender before they ran my background check. So learn your neighborhood. Thank you.